Bible Study Vibes is your go-to platform for diving into the Bible and growing closer to Christ. Our goal is simple, really, to make studying Scripture accessible and enjoyable for everyone. Now, whether you're new to the faith or a seasoned believer, our podcasts and videos are here to guide you on your spiritual journey. So join us as we explore God's Word together and experience the power of His love and His grace. In Jesus' name. Bible.
Back at it again with another Bible Study Vibes. Today, we are going to be talking about week number 3 of our Seasons of Change study. First week, we did we had a little hiatus. Second week, we did a back-to-back episode or back-to-back Bible study plan. But today, we're going to be talking about Jeremiah 29, verse number 11. And we're going to reflect on God's purpose and plans for each season in our lives. Oh, yeah, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers that's listening and everybody that's going to be tuning in the future. Got my beautiful fiance and my wonderful cousin on. Y'all say what's good.
Hello.
Hey.
Right now we're in the midst of a little seasonal storm that's going on, but guess what? We don't get distracted. We stay focused and we dive on in. So let us open up with a word of prayer, shall we? All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, this time, privilege, and this opportunity. We thank you for everything that you are and everything that you continue to do. We pray for peace, pray for knowledge, and pray for understanding. Lord, we just pray that you just continue to lead us, guide us, direct us, even in the midst of storms and seasons of our lives. Father God, you said that there's a time and a season for everything. Father God, you said there's a time to laugh, there's a time to cry. Father God, and we always hoping and praying and trusting you. Father God, we just pray that you hang out with us today, that you spend time with us so that we can grow more closer to you than ever before. And Father God, like your son said to the storm, peace be still. In Jesus' name, now we pray, we give all glory to you. Amen. All right. So, let me get to my breakdown. So, how you doing today, cuz?
Oh, well, you're blessed.
God bless you, Max. Okay, how are cool. You? I'm doing sensational. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
That's what's up. Okay, let me send this information so that we all can read and be on the same page. I'm gonna send it to the chat right here, so that everybody can see it too. Okay. All right, so in this episode of Bible Study 5, we dive into Jeremiah 29:11, exploring God's purpose and plans for each season of our lives. We'll reflect on how this powerful promise provides hope and assurance that God is in control, even in times of uncertainty. So we're going to discuss practical ways to trust God's timing and purpose, sharing personal stories and insights to strengthen our faith. So, if you don't mind, Would you like to read Jeremiah 29:11, Kaya?
Sure.
Or Derica, one of y'all. Y'all can do it. Let's get it.
All right. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
Amen. All right. So we got a little Q&A questions. Five of them like we always do. The first question I would like to ask everybody is, what is the context of Jeremiah 29:11? But I'm going to just slide in and tell y'all, just give y'all a little background. So Jeremiah 29:11 is part of a letter of the prophet Jeremiah sent to the Jewish exiles in Babylon, reassuring them that despite their current circumstances, God has a hopeful and prosperous plan for their future. And reading the scripture, I'm pretty sure you guys can see what God declares in Jeremiah 29:11. But what does God declare? Anybody? In Jeremiah, plans.
God declares that those are plans for you, and they're good plans, plans to build up, not to tear you down, for you to have a good future.
Amen. So, in the midst of, let's just say something personally, in the midst of trials and tribulations, how does Jeremiah 29, that promise that was given, how does that provide comfort during difficult times?
I think because
rock, paper, scissors, nah.
We can't really do
that. I know.
You can go, Kaya. Okay, I was just saying that sometimes, you know, life can be rough.
And it, yeah.
In the midst of that, you might forget or feel like, you know, why God? Or you be talking about, oh, the devil is busy. God wrote out your life. You know, he wrote a thing. He knows all of the plan he has for you. And even they don't feel good, he's still good. So he's working to just have, for you to have a good life and good future. And that's how you can, in my opinion. Now, Kaya.
Amen.
Okay. I don't know if y'all can hear me with all this thunder, but I was going to say basically what Derica said, that in the midst of, you know, confusion and chaos and just like the hecticness of life, sometimes we can forget that God has plans for us. And, you know, God is always there. He sees when we're, you know, struggling and going through it. And he knows the outcome, even though we might not know the outcome. And I feel like, Jeremiah 29:11 just gives us that assurance that we need, that even though we might be confused, God is not confused.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I 100% agree with y'all, man. I appreciate y'all sharing. So, now that we know what Jeremiah 29:11 means to both of y'all, how can we apply this promise to our lives when it comes to encouraging other people? Like, how can we testify?
I mean, I don't know about y'all. But the best way to testify to somebody is just to give a testimony, to give a witness to somebody, for me. You know, God has been very good in my life, and he's shown himself for me in the midst of a lot of confusion. And I feel like that's just the best way to show other people the goodness of God, is to tell them how he's been so good.
So what's your testimony then? Give me something that happened in your life.
Oh, you put me on the spot. Oh my goodness. I gotta think about it.
All right.
If I add on to that, I would say just like kind of walking in the goodness of God, instead of, you know, when something goes wrong, don't complain about it or don't get down. Don't let it show necessarily in terms of maybe walking around depressed or letting people see that I'm going through it, but knowing that he's bringing you through, and let people see like, okay, yeah, stuff is happening to her, but or to him, but it's not defeating him because he already knows God got her. I'm sorry, my pronouns are.
You said what?
Because you know what God is, so he's working on your behalf.
Okay. So, do you have a personal testimony that's something that you done went through recently that you want to share? So you can encourage somebody that might be listening right now?
We're talking to Rico.
Both of y'all. Well, you said give you some time. So, Rico, you can go if you want to.
I would say my sister's actually in a hospital right now. And, you know, nothing super. Their family members to be their challenger like that. So I could be walking around here just completely stressed, or I could be tweeting, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe this is happening. Which is what a lot of people do, they turn to social media and we talk about those bad things or, you know, out there that our struggles show. But I'm not complaining about it, but I'm trusting God, knowing that she's healed and she will recover and her health will be restored better than she was before she went to the hospital.
Amen.
Prayerfully so.
Yeah, prayerfully so. Dio Valente, God willing, you know, it's all going to come together. You know,
you gotta speak it. You got to speak those things that are not.
Yeah, you got to walk in it. Like she said, walking in it.
Yeah. I have a bit of a testimony.
Okay.
So, when I first moved up here, almost 2 months ago, you know, I was a little more financially stable. But you know, everybody starts having money problems at some point, especially, you know, you're in a new place and we're trying to furnish our place, buying stuff, and I ended up spending a little bit more money than I had hoped. And, you know, for about a week or so, I was thinking, like, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do when it comes time for us to pay some bills? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And even though I couldn't foresee a way out because I hadn't even started working yet, thank God I have now, praise God. But,
Hallelujah.
God made a way. He showed himself in the biggest way possible. And, you know, one dad. Happy Father, y'all. One day, my dad called me. Very weak that I was stressed about money. My dad called me and says, hey, for those of you that don't know, my mom passed away about 2-3 years ago. What was it? I don't know. Has it been 3 years? Probably.
You said 2021, right?
2021. So yeah, about 3 years ago. And one of her life insurance policies had never been fruitful for us in the 3 years until that very week. And he called me and said, there's a check on the way for you. And it was a nice lump sum of cash. So, you know, it's just so amazing that the very week that I was stressing about money just starts coming to me. And I mean, as I was thinking about it, I was praying about it. Yeah. You're supposed to pray about it as much as you think about it.
That's right.
But I was stressing myself out because I felt like I didn't have a plan. I forgot that God has a plan.
There you go. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little bit of a testimony.
Well, I thank both of y'all for sharing it because it's most definitely it's fruitful, you know. Some people plant seeds, some people water, but God brings the harvest. You know, Jeremiah 29 puts it best, you know what I'm saying? God has the plans for, you know, for hope and a future. What'd you say?
I said, what's your testimony you got for us?
I was about to say, my testimony. Yeah. I was about to say, my testimony, it goes hand in hand with it because my birthday was about 2 weeks ago or last week or something like that. I forgot how old I was or whatever.
Something like that.
What you said?
And then that's that age showing, you forget.
There you go. That's wisdom. There you go. But yeah, so when we had moved to this place, I had paid the insurance. So I had to pay insurance, had to pay a security deposit. We had to pay security deposit, insurance, and all that stuff. I mean, and to have insurance. Well, we paid the security deposit, and then a couple days later, we paid the first month's rent, and then I paid the insurance. So all of that money was coming out of my account. And you know me, I'm the other half of this beautiful young lady right here. So I'm just over here trying to be the provider and protector. And in my mind, I'm just like, hey, man, it don't matter what way you got to do it, you got to get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to hustle, because guess what? You got to take care of your family. So I'm like, yeah, you know, she's moving to a new area. So I'm just like, baby, don't be stressed about, you know, your job, because she didn't start it yet. You know what I'm saying? She about to start it soon. I mean, she went up for her first day the other day. Praise God. But in the midst of it, I was just like, man, I got you. And I got you because God got us. You know what I'm saying? God provided it. I'm not going to squander. I'm not going to be a bad steward. So long story short, there was a bill that needed to get paid. And my birthday had came around. My birthday rolled around. And then people had sent me money for my birthday. And I said, oh, man, look at God. I was stressing about, dang, I need to pay this bill. And then that's when God had provided money for my birthday. And I was like, dang, happy birthday to me. Let me be a good steward. Fast forward to now, I had called the people and I said, hey, did y'all take the money out for this insurance? Because I had to pay double because they didn't take the money out last time, even though I sent the money and they didn't take it. But that's a whole nother story within itself. Long story short, when you handle, if you handle what you're supposed to handle, everything going to fall into place. You work hard, keep God first. My bad. Keep God first, work hard, and do the right thing. Everything else going to go smooth, because now I'm sitting in a position right now to where everything is sunshine and rainbows, not because I got all the money in the bank. No, no, no. It's because God has taken me through highs and lows times and times again. So even if we are in a house that was getting attacked by flies, or even if we are in a crib that does not have AC, I know that God going to provide, and he going to make sure that we take care of one way or the other. Because that's that faith that we got. Just like the disciples should have had faith in Jesus when they was on that boat and it was storming and hailing and all that stuff, and Jesus was asleep. And Jesus had woke up and was like, man, peace be still. And then the storm had calmed. It had obeyed God's voice. But that's my testimony.
Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, thank y'all. Thank y'all for bringing it out. That's what it's all about. It's about community. So my fifth and last question is, what are practical ways to trust in God's plan and God's plans for our lives?
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to ask you to read it one more time, actually.
Oh, what are practical ways to trust in God's plans for our lives? I was going to say practical ways that I have are something that me and you had did. First, we prayed over the house, and then the next thing we did, we wrote down 5 Bible verses each, and then we put them on sticky notes, and then we placed them all around the house in different areas so that, like, they were God's promises and stuff. So that whenever we did, you know, wake up in the morning and turn the light on or go look in the mirror, we'll be able to see God. That's the first thing we see, God's promises for ourselves. And that's constantly reminding us. So that's a practical way that you can, you know, constantly remind yourself of God's promises and God's plan and know that he's in control. And also you got the Bible app, you know what I'm saying? YouVersion, shameless plug for them. But you can get that to send you notifications in the morning. And then also having Bible study plans on the YouVersion app and involving the community, your friends and family, so that you can, you know, be held accountable with that too. That's some ways that I could see. So that's 3 ways.
Well, checking into Bible study vibes.
What'd you say?
I said checking into Bible study vibes.
There you go. That's the shameless plug right there. Tap in the Bible study vibes. We release them all the time, a part of Our Street Gospel. So you type in Our Street Gospel on YouTube or any place that you listen to your audio. You just type in Our Street Gospel and we'll be there. We got Bible study vibes, world news views, and Fresh Fridays. Most importantly, get that word of God from Bible study vibes. Because we here every Sunday, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Sometimes 6.
Sometimes 6.
Maybe 5. But we here.
And then if we forget, don't worry. God going to remind us like he did today.
Yes.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Jesus.
Of course. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I was also going to say, and I think most importantly, would be to just continue to pray. And you know, never letting your faith waver, even though you might not see a way out of whatever's happening. You know, letting God know, I'm here, I am keeping in constant communication with you, I'm trusting in you, that you have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give the example of Job, actually.
Ooh.
The book of Job.
Okay.
Is definitely one of my favorites.
One of my favorites too.
I know you put me on.
God put you on.
God put me on. Yes.
Amen.
Through you. You were a vessel.
Hey, Jesus.
But yeah, you know, this the story of Job. Job was a faithful man.
Yeah, righteous man.
A righteous man.
Yeah.
And you know, he was a wealthy man. He had a family, he had land.
And goats and cattle.
And you know, yeah. All of that. And one day the devil said to God, hey, I bet you Job won't praise you in you know, times of turmoil. God said, test him. So mm-hmm. he did. And, you know, killed his whole family, took everything that he had, and Job's faith never wavered.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever.
He questioned God.
He questioned God.
But he didn't doubt God.
He didn't doubt God. He did not curse God's name.
He didn't curse God's name.
Yeah.
Even when his wife was just like,
why don't you do it?
Why don't you just curse God and die?
Even when his friends were like, why don't you do it?
Yeah, his friends were like, Job, you had to do something wrong.
Right.
For God to be punishing you like this.
Right.
But in the end, Job got double for his trouble, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's faithful. So,
yeah. And that's the kind of faith that we need to have. We might not understand it. We might question God.
Yeah.
But, you know, to never turn our backs on God, to never curse God is the most important part. But yeah,
I would say, just whenever you feel yourself starting to worry, pray. Like, I know Kaya already said to continue praying, but I have a prayer that I put as one of my screensavers. You know, well, on your lock screen, how you can shuffle them. I have one of those there, so whenever I might be feeling a little bit, you know, uneasy, or maybe I feel nervous, I feel anxious, I feel worried about whatever it is, I look at that prayer. It's actually a pretty short prayer, but either way, whatever will help you. And
say the prayer.
I'm gonna read it.
Read the prayer now.
It says, Father God, thank you for caring about every detail of my life. Forgive me for spending so much mental energy worrying about circumstances I can't control. I give each pressing situation to you. Please work in miraculous ways. Thank you that I can trade my anxieties for your peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I usually like to add my own little spin. I put, you know, things that I can trade my anxieties for your perfect peace, because, you know, you know, that peace. And then,
amen. Yeah.
Just remembering, like, I saw a thing that said that worrying is like worshiping your problems.
Yeah.
We serve too good of a God to worship our problems instead of him.
All right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keeping something there, something easily accessible. I know y'all said y'all have your sticky notes, but that's it's like a walking thing. Like I'm at his phone at all times too. So
yeah.
So many ways you can do it.
That's real. And then you got people that they take it to the next level. They get that thing tattooed on them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I respect it.
Look in the mirror and see it. Whenever you good, just look down at your arm.
Man, I loved it. So, given a whole breakdown, you know, we talked about how Jeremiah 29:11, God has said, I mean, Jeremiah wrote, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord." God assured that he is aware of and has already established the plans for us, highlighting his omniscience and sovereignty. His plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God's intentions are for us, for our well-being and for our success, not for our detriment. You know, he emphasizes the goodness and benevolence. You know, and he has plans to give you hope in the future. God's plans are designed to provide us with hope and assurance for the future, offering the encouragement and positive outlook even in difficult times. So thank you guys for sharing your personal experiences, and thank you for providing practical ways to support one another. You know, as part of studying with Bible Study Vibes this day, you know, we're gonna close out in prayer. And I want Dorica to hit us with that prayer again. I want Dorica to hit us with that prayer, but lead us in prayer tonight, you know, because it's something special. I feel it. I feel it tonight.
All right. God, thank you for caring about every detail of my life. Forgive me for spending so much mental energy worrying about circumstances I can't control. I give each pressing situation to you. Please work in miraculous ways. Thank you that I can trade my anxieties for your peace. God, we come to you right now, touching and agreeing. First, to lift your name and just recognize that you are awesome and you are marvelous and you are so magnificent. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. You're a God that cares for us, that knows all, that is all. Lord, we thank you for you and all of your glory. And we lift you on high, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, from waking us up this morning to starting us on our way, for leading us on and protecting us throughout our days, Lord. We thank you for everything. And we come right now asking that you touch everyone under the sound of our voice. We ask that you help us to trust in you when we start to worry. When we can't see the way, let us know that you are the way, God. Please bless us. Please protect us. Please heal us, God. Every bone in our body, every organ in our body, every cell, Lord, all the way down to the molecules. Let everything function the way that it's supposed to function, God. Let us see your work in our lives, God. Please lift us up, build us up, fortify us, Jesus, in you, knowing that you, God, you are so good. And because you are good, we are good too. Let us see you in ourselves so that we can walk and we can act and we can just glorify your name in every step that we take, Jesus. Let people see your glory when they look at us, God. And God, we come right now just asking for extra special protection over everybody listening, you know, over Kyle, over Haji, and over anyone that might tap in later to hear. Let it touch somebody. Let it be something good that may change their lives, that may draw them nearer to you, Jesus. Draw us nearer to you and work in our lives, God. And if there's anything I failed to thank you for, anything I failed to ask you for, Lord, you know my heart. Please fail not to grant it unto us. Lord, please get their AC working again.
Yes,
please.
Yes.
Please heal my sister and just let her walk in your in restoration and be renewed, because you are a God who renews.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in for today's episode of Bible Study Vibes. Your support means the world to us. If you found value in today's discussion, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Together we can continue to grow in our faith and inspire others to draw closer to Christ. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may his word continue to guide you and strengthen you on your journey. Thank you for being a part of Bible Study Vibes. Deuces.